Thursday afternoon, December 26th. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Former Wisconsin State Senator Tim Cullen has died. According to family members, Cullen died Monday afternoon at Oak Park Place in Janesville after being hospitalized for a heart attack. He was 80. Cullen served in the Senate in two separate eras. In an interview this past September on WCLO in Janesville, Cullen talked about how things changed at the Capitol.
I was in the legislature back in the 70s and early 80s, and then I came back in 2010. And the difference between how the parties worked together, you had bipartisan agreements, et cetera, then in the 70s, early 80s, versus when I came back in 2010, 11, it became a very severe partisan place.
Cullen was among the Democratic state senators who drew national attention during the 2011 Act 10 protests. They left the Capitol and traveled to Illinois, remaining there for nearly a month in an effort to prevent passage of the controversial measure from Republican Governor Scott Walker. After serving one term, Cullen did not run for re-election, citing increased partisanship as a reason for his retirement. Former state senator George Ptak has died. The racing Republican lost a recall election after he switched his vote on a five-county sales tax to fund a Milwaukee Brewers stadium. First elected to the Senate in 1990, he won re-election 4 years later. But in 1995, Ptak twice voted against a proposed sales tax for the stadium that would become Miller Park. The bill passed after he switched his vote the third time it was brought to the floor. Constituents were not happy, and his loss to Democrat Kimberly Platch flipped control of the state Senate. After losing, Ptak was appointed deputy director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Later serving as a consultant and lobbyist, Ptak died Christmas Eve Day at the age of 75. A man who was arrested and is accused of crashing a vehicle into a building in Viroqua on Sunday is now missing. According to the Viroqua Police Department, a vehicle operated by Corey Simonson had been driven into the front of Smoke World Vape on Viroqua's Main Street at 3 o'clock Sunday morning. The vehicle was caught on camera. The 49-year-old Simonson was arrested by Westby Police and was recommended for charges of burglary and criminal damage to property. However, Corey Simonson has been missing since Monday night. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss previews plans for the upcoming legislative session, including forming the Government Operation and Transparency, or GOAT, Committee to examine state operations. Voss says one of the ideas behind the committee is looking at how to reform government. Voss says the committee will be modeled on President-elect Donald Trump's DOGE. Former Wisconsin Governor and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says he supports President-elect Donald Trump's controversial pick of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead HHS. Thompson says Kennedy wants to ensure that all vaccines are based upon science and that vaccine approvals take less time. Kennedy will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Wisconsin pediatric health officials say type 2 diabetes has risen dramatically in children and teens over the last couple decades. Lisa Hale reports.
According to UW Health Kids officials, the main cause of the rise has been genetics, making it difficult for kids and teens to cut down on their weight regardless of how healthy they eat or how much exercise they get. Scientific studies have linked cases of parents with diabetes or general obesity during pregnancy to a higher risk of type 2 diabetes in their kids. Health officials say the right medication can make the biggest difference.
AAA is using GPS to keep roadside technicians a little safer in Wisconsin. Spokesperson Brenna Knapp says AAA is integrating its roadside assistance calls with a pair of GPS providers. Drivers who use Waze or Google Maps for navigation will receive an alert when they approach a AAA member or AAA technician on the roadside. Knapp says nationally, every other week, a roadside technician dies on the road as a first responder. Knapp says users will have the feature automatically integrated and no registration is required. Knapp says AAA hopes the new feature will will reduce unnecessary roadside deaths in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that social media accounts believed to belong to Abundant Life Christian school shooter Natalie Rupnow indicate the 15-year-old spent time in online forums where violent videos and white supremacist beliefs are common. Rupnow would have had access to that sort of material on platforms popular with other school shooters like Discord and Telegram. Investigators are still sorting through evidence to try and determine Rupnow's motivations for fatally shooting a teacher and a fellow Abundant Life student and wounding six others before killing herself just over a week and a half ago. Complaints about inadequate plowing following Milwaukee's first significant snowfall. Some city alders that major roads were cleared after Friday's 4-inch accumulation, but many neighborhood streets weren't salted or plowed. Those alders are looking into a refund of the city's snowplow fee, which produces more than $11 million in revenue, but that's unlikely to happen due to the city's budget crunch. The Common Council's Public Works Committee will discuss the issue at its January 8th meeting. A Waukesha man accused of killing his neighbor and hiding his body pleads not guilty. 62-year-old Kevin Litchwick was in Waukesha County Court Monday. He's charged with first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse in the April death of 56-year-old Carlos Melendonado, whose body was found in October wrapped in a tarp and hidden in a wooden area. He was shot in the head. Litchwick lived across from the victim in the same apartment building. Investigators say they found the gun used in the killing in Litchwick's car and a so-called hit list in his apartment. A former fire chief in Ripon is fined for misuse of his fire district's credit card. The Fond du Lac County District Attorney's Office said Timothy Saul Jr. spent more than $30,000 on the card for personal use from 2016 to 2022 and didn't inform the fire department board. Saul pleaded guilty to three charges of fraudulent use of a credit card and was sentenced Monday to $1,000 on each count plus additional court costs. Investigators said using the card allowed Saul to benefit from a high line of credit while a high balance of late fees built up. Saul said in an apology letter he paid off the balance with his own money. A scare at the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. On Monday, a staff member opened a piece of mail with a white substance inside. Milwaukee fire crews in hazmat suits cleared the office and tested the substance, which was determined to be sugar. The piece of mail, reportedly sent to an inmate at the Milwaukee County Jail, was transferred to the FBI for further investigation. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Newspaper drawing advertisement from the Richland Rustic, dated December 22, 1905. A few reasons why the genuine T.G. Mant wagon. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to information that was accessed from the digital collection of the Richland County History Room at the Brewer Library, it was an advertisement with a picture of a full-length wooden buckboard wagon. What is a buckboard wagon, you ask? Well, a buckboard wagon is a four-wheeled wagon simply constructed, meant to be drawn by horses and other large animals. A distinctly American utility vehicle, the buckboard wagon has no springs between the body and the axles. The suspension is provided by the flexible floorboards of the body and a leaf spring underneath the seat. It was advertised as the Stoughton wagon. It's one of the best and cheapest wagons on the market. It costs about the same as a poorly made wagon would, and double the wear and double the time. First, it's the gears that are soaked in boiled oil, expelled the moisture, and imparted toughness to the wood. Second, it's the wheels that are made from white oak, A-grade bent rims clipped and bolted at joints to make practically a one-piece rim. Third, the spokes are Dodge mortised in the hub, 14 spokes in the front wheel and 16 spokes in the hind wheels. They're driven with end-dipped boiling hot glue. Actually, it tests and has proven that no other wheel will stand as heavy a load as these 14 and 16 spoke wheels will. Fourth, it's the axles. It has an end-to-end steel truss. It's a rod that's stiffened at the axle, maintained with strength under the strain. The truss rod does not cut into the axle at any point, but it's the leaves when it's full strength. Fifth, the skeins. They're steel, especially heavy, where experienced and demonstrated they are liable not to break. The bearing surfaces at the two ends, an oil reserve in the center, and two-thirds less friction surface for those ordinary skeins. It's the Stoughton Wagon, one of the lightest running wagons on the market. Sixth, the box tops are extra strong. The ironing extra throughout the entire wagon. The skeins are constructed with a dust-excluding collar. These and many other points make the Stoughton Wagon the very best wagon for the farmer to buy. And the newspaper clipping said this advertisement is for the A.H. Crosscup Company in Richland Center, Wisconsin. To everyone, a blessed and safe holiday season. We're looking forward to yet another new year in 2025. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, James Appleby, County Surveyor.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
The 4-H Livestock Quiz Bowl and Livestock Skillathon teams from Grant County were both crowned Reserve National Champions at the 2024 North American International Livestock Exposition in Louisville, Kentucky. In the Livestock Quiz Bowl contest, team members who participated answered questions via a buzzer system format. Michael Edgington, Cameron Patterson, Luke Patterson, and Libby Vogt were team members. Libby Vogt placed fifth and Luke Patterson placed eighth in total questions answered. In the Livestock Skillathon contest, participants completed 25 question written test and 7 individual skillathon stations where contestants participate in livestock breed identification, feed identification, equipment identification, meat identification, quality assurance, and wool and hay judging. The final portion is 6 team exercises where each team works to solve different scenarios involving live animals concepts. These sessions help youth learn problem solving, critical thinking, and teamwork. Iris Adams, Gwen Radel, Aiden Patterson, and Leah Patterson were team members. Wisconsin placed 7th in identification, 5th in evaluation, and 1st in quality assurance. Iris Adams was 1st, Leah Patterson was 3rd, Aiden Patterson was 5th, and Gwen Radel was 6th in quality assurance. Overall, Iris Adams was 5th, Leah Patterson was 9th, Gwen Radel was 11th, and Aiden Patterson was 21st. Dennis Patterson coached both teams. Grant County earned the right to compete at these national contests by winning the senior division at the 2024 Wisconsin 4-H Livestock Quiz Bowl and Skillathon event. Yesterday's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle was Kelly Lewis.